This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I've got a great show lined up for you. The tune that's playing is Mystery Creek, named for a place just outside of Hamilton. There's going to be a big agricultural festival there in a few weeks' time. But we're going to get on with the show, and of course we're going to start with some Stanley Brothers. Why not? Here they are with a tune recorded way back in 1950 called Hey, Hey, Hey.
I saw you last night in my dreams, love. I woke as the clock was striking four, but I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door, come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Before me, I wondered if I'd ever get you off of my mind. And the tears filled my eyes when you vanished with your golden curls that hung down behind. Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey. dreams, love. Some dark night when I'm here all alone, would you tell me, sweetheart, that you love me? Some dark night when I'm here all alone. Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, some great Stanley Brothers music there. That was in the days they sounded so young, didn't they? 1950, that was, when Pee Wee Lambert was doing the high tenor part there, and he just sounded great doing that. That was Lester Woody also playing fiddle, and you need to take note of that because we just might hear from Lester Woody a little bit later on in the show. Here's something a little bit different for you. One of my favourite songs, really. It's from the album Mountain Soul, and it's the singer Patti Loveless did this wonderful album that had all sorts of great material on it. And this song is just the story of a love affair that just never really happened. It's one called Sorrowful Angels.
She loved him most when his eyes were gray, the pale shade of a winter day. They filled her with a raging fire and a bittersweet desire. Shine for him like candlelight that softly beckons in the night. But he said no right to her face, then simply turned and walked away. All heaven and bleeding sorrowful angels.
Isn't that a nice song? Oh, it's lovely words in it, and she really captures the emotion in that song. That lovely fiddle was by Stuart Duncan, and that was Rob Oakes on dobro. Let me, Tim Hensley on dobro. Okay, and wonderful stuff. Bill Watson was playing guitar. Emery Gordy Jr., the producer, was playing bass. Wow, it's just great music. Let's hear from the Del Mercury Band. There's an album called Del and the Boys. I think that's a great name for a band because I like playing with my boys too. And I guess Del Mercury does do exactly the same thing, except Del does the lead vocals. I do it on rare occasions and play with two of my boys. We might hear them a bit later on too. This is a track called All Aboard. The band, of course, is Del Mercury on vocals and guitar, Ronnie Mercury on vocals and mandolin, Rob Mercury on banjo, Mike Bubb on vocals, and he plays the bass fiddle, and Jason Carter does vocals. He does the fiddle. Not sure why Rob Mercury on banjo doesn't sing much. I'm sure he could. But here they are doing a tune called All Aboard.
I can feel the wheels turning underneath my feet as I pull the shade down on my window seat. Praying where I'm going is better than where I've been. Then a stranger sits down as if he's right at home, touches me and says, I see you traveling alone. And by the way, son, you forgot to say amen. He says, I guess there's something here I need to explain. I try to talk to everyone riding this train. Some of them listen, but most don't pay me no mind. And the train keeps rolling, and the world keeps turning. All aboard, all aboard. Everybody's gotta get on board. Take that woman with the frown sitting across the aisle with her briefcase open now 90 miles. She never even noticed that laid back at where she'd been. And the couple with the kids at the front of the car fussing all the way about some cookie jar. I'm gonna ask them what they saw and their journey is in.
And the world keeps turning.
it. I'd love to see that tune live. That sounds to me like it's a fun tune to perform, and they'd really get stuck into it. That was Del McCoury and the Boys, and slightly frantic bluegrass, which always comes across best when it's live, but it still sounds good. Back in 1990, I was fortunate enough to be able to take my family to the USA for a holiday and stay with friends and go to some bluegrass festivals. And while I was staying with my friend Tom Henderson with his wife Chris in Tampa in Florida, Tom gave me an album of a performer he had just discovered. He used to do a wonderful program on bluegrass music and had a huge collection, and he showed me an album of Laurie Lewis, and I instantly fell in love with the music of Laurie Lewis and have many, many albums of hers, and I still enjoy her music particularly. This is on the first album that I saw, and it's a great tune called Texas Blue Bonnets, and we're going to hear Laurie do the tune Texas Blue Bonnets now for you.
Darling's blue eyes.
there may be those among you who would say that that doesn't sound much like bluegrass, and I would have to agree to you, agree with you. It's such a neat track, and she kept that song in her repertoire, and I've seen her perform it with the bluegrass band as well, and it sounds pretty good. It's a great song, Texas Blue Bonnets. However, this next track does sound like bluegrass, you'll be relieved to hear, and that's the name of the album. It's Tony Ellis. Sounds like bluegrass to me. Tony Ellis was a great banjo player, did a 2-year stint at least with Bill Monroe, and he's got some real bluegrass heavyweights with him. Dudley Connell is playing guitar and singing most of the leads. I think Tom Gray on bass, Tom Gray from the Country Gentleman and the Seldom Seen, and Lester Woody is playing fiddle for him. Lester is a good friend of Tony Ellis's, and we heard Lester when he was a real youngster playing with the Stan Brothers just earlier on the show. This is a Charlie Munro tune, Bill's big brother, Charlie, and he wrote some great tunes and I think would have made a wonderful bluegrass singer. And here he is doing a tune that Tony Ellis lists as one of his favourite tunes. It's called Walking With You In My Dreams. And it sounds like this.
Walking the pathway so lonely and bare, walking alone in my dreams. At the end of my journey, I hope you'll be there. Eternity I've traveled, it seems. I can see shadows of a lonely old pine at night when the moon softly beams. I can see you when the moon brightly shines, walking with you in my dreams. Shadows of a lonely old pine at night when the moon softly beams. I can see you when the moon brightly shines, walking with you in my dreams.
Well, that's pretty bluegrass for you, isn't it? So I hope you forgive me for playing the very country-sounding track from Laurie Lewis just a little bit earlier on. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. We are based in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where I've lived most of my life, apart from a few years living in Australia and playing music over there. And I've lived in Hamilton, and that's where I've accumulated a collection of CDs and LPs and a few musical instruments from my sort of life in bluegrass music, and this radio show is really representing my life in bluegrass music. I get to play some of my favourite tracks and some that I think might become your favourite tracks, and I dig deep into my shelves and try and come up with something different each time. So that's the story of my Back Porch Bluegrass show, and I get letters from folks occasionally saying they're really enjoying my take on bluegrass music. Thanks very much. I really appreciate that. You can get me care of the station, Free FM 89.0, on their webpage. That's probably the best place. And there's a Back Porch Bluegrass NZ page on Facebook that you can... I post the running list of the shows there, and you can get hold of me through that, which occasionally people do. And eventually I reply. I'm just not as quick as I should be. On all that sort of stuff. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, so I'd like to give a big shout out to the folks at Shearer's. They do a great job providing and meeting the needs of musicians all around Hamilton, and they sell lots of guitars and ukuleles and violins and a few banjos and a few mandolins, lots of keyboards and things. They could outfit the Laurie Lewis band pretty easily, I'm sure. And they do a fine job of supporting music in the Hamilton area. I'm delighted that they do that. I bought my first banjo from them in 1965. I got my first paycheck from going out and getting a job, and I went in and spent it on a Framus banjo and tried to work out how you dealt with the five strings. Well, it all seems a long time ago now. Well, let's get on with the music, eh? Thanks, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Time we played a fiddle tune. A lot of the fiddle music that I play is from people like Kenny Baker or Bill Monroe's band or Mike Compton or something like that. They have some great music. Hamilton County got to play quite a bit of music, and here's one we recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970. Our fiddle player was the very, very talented and competent Colleen Trenwith, Colleen Bain, in the early days of the band, and she did a great job of all sorts of tune. This is recorded live in a very small venue where we just about tripped over each other while we were playing, and it's one called Stony Lonesome, and it goes like this. We'll be right back. Well, the funny thing about that tune was Alan Rhodes, our guitarist, was playing the second fiddle in that one. So we had the two fiddles working into one microphone there. We only had about three or four microphones on stage for the live recording. I'm not quite sure how we managed it, but that was our version of Stony Lonesome way back in 1970, and we had a lot of fun playing that one. Time for a little bit of old-time bluegrass music now. And there are those who would not call this bluegrass either, but it's certainly pre-bluegrass music. The album is Snuffy Jenkins, Carolina Bluegrass, with Homer Pappy Sherrill on fiddle. Well, he's got, as well as having Homer Pappy Sherrill on fiddle, he's got Snuffy Jenkins himself on banjo and vocals, and he also used to play guitar and a washboard. Homer Sherrill played the fiddle. Julian Medlin played lead guitar and also did vocals. His nickname was Greasy. They all had nicknames. And Bill Ray was playing the second guitar, and Ira Dimmery was playing bass. It's recorded in Columbia, South Carolina in October 1962. And it was originally issued on Folk Lyric and put out on Our Hooli Records a little bit later. And most people will know of Snuffy Jenkins as a man who showed Earl Scruggs a few things, playing three-finger banjo, and Earl worked on that and really took what Snuffy showed him and ran with it. And so I think this is very much pre-bluegrass music, and in many ways, and it definitely belongs on the show. It's on a LP, and I'll just get that wired up now. The first one is a track called Miller's Reel, so that'll be instrumental. And then there's one called Gotta Catch That Train Ride, another one just like the All Aboard from the Del Mercury Band. We're into trains this show. Let's hear from Snuffy Jenkins and Pappy Sherrill.
Ask me why I'm saying take me home again so many miles away from here.
Well, that's a little bit of early bluegrass music, and he's certainly picking away and putting lots of notes and just didn't quite have the flow that Earl Scruggs later developed. And interesting to hear some of the music that preceded that of what Bill Munro put together with Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt. Time to hear another one from the Del Mercury Band. This is Del and the Boys, of course, and the song is called A Good Man Like Me.
Now that old car ain't gonna last. Baby, when will this all end? Her bags are packed, my nerves are back. She got a one-way ticket and ain't coming back. Oh, baby, baby, where you gonna find a good man like me? Look at this house turned upside down. I hung the clothes on the line, they blow down on the ground. Trying to eat my own cooking, but it's awful bland. I'm telling you right now, things are out of hand. Her bags are packed, my nerves are racked. She got a one-way ticket and coming back. Oh, baby.
Having a good time there, talking about being a good man like him. Not sure I'd do a song called A Good Man Like Me. It holds up a high standard, doesn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to give a big thank you to all the people that are tuning in on podcasts. This program comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, but of course podcasts these days take the radio show all around the world, and I'm absolutely amazed that we have listeners in the UK and in South Africa, in Australia, in the USA and in Canada, lots of places where people listen to bluegrass music. I'm absolutely delighted about that. And thank you very much. I know sometimes Back Porch Bluegrass accompanies you on your morning walk, and sometimes it's background music when you're driving somewhere on a trip and sometimes you just put it on late at night when you can't stand what's on TV. And all the reasons for listening to bluegrass music are great. Thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, it's a radio show. Comes from Hamilton. It goes to access radio stations throughout New Zealand, like Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio. Put up your hand if I mention your station. Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM and Christchurch, Raglan Community. Oh, I see those hands. Yes, thank you for waving. And, of course, the access radio stations in Canada, like Prince George and British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and in the USA we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. All these places take it as a radio station, so there's lots of ways you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really thank you for tuning in, and it means that I've picture a whole bunch of people out there listening to the music at some time or another and saying, I wish you'd play someone from whatever the name of the band is that you wish to play. And sometimes I'll try and get around to it, but it is my collection that I'm working from. We've had Del and the boys. We're going to have Paul and the boys play the next tune because May is still New Zealand Music Month, and I should play some bluegrass music from New Zealand. I still get to play with my boys quite frequently. We played at a gig last Friday night, and this song was one of the ones that we did. It's good fun tune to play. It's called Why Do You Have to Go? And Sam wrote that because, you know, when your loved one needs to go, and it starts off with a night on the town, and they each have to go their separate ways, and then I think his girlfriend moved to the UK for work experience, and he ended up following her there, and it's a great song, and we have a lot of fun playing it. Here's a sort of New Zealand bluegrass. I'm not sure what you'd call this music, but we have a lot of fun doing it. Why Do You Have to Go?
Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
The party
it's a good fun song to play. I love the dum lick that you get to play on banjo. It just really works it well. It is, gives me such immense pleasure playing music with my sons. So I know how Earl Scruggs felt when he joined up with his, and how Del Mercury feels when he joins up with his sons. It is an immense pleasure to play music with the next generation. I've even got a grandson in the band. Tyler does a great job playing percussion, and he desperately wants to supplant Tim as a bass player, but you never know what's going to happen, do you? A lot of fun. Why do you have to go? Let's hear from Nothing Fancy now. Great band. Do some really nice music. This album is called Here We Go Again. Mike Anders plays mandolin and does the lead vocal in the song I've selected. James Cox on bass, Jacob Flick on banjo, Jacob Luzon on guitar, and Chris Sexton on fiddle. And they've got a special guest on this track, Amanda Cook is doing the tenor, and the song is one called Crash and Burn. Nothing Fancy.
Something's gotta change, we can't go on this way. We're headed down a path of no return. How we lost our way is hard for me to say, but if we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Crash and burn, we're headed for the end, and I can't seem to get things turned around. My great concern is will I live and learn. If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Cause here we go again, trying to fight a fire with fire. We've known it for so long, what we're doing is so wrong. If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Crash and burn, we're headed for the end, and I can't seem to get things turned around. My great concern is will I live and learn. If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn.
Fancy. Let's hear from, what have I got down here? Nothing Fancy. Yeah, Tony Ellis. Time we heard from Tony Ellis again. And here he is doing My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. This song was written way back in 1909. And that's almost 120 years ago, 115 years ago. It was first recorded by Kelly Harrell in 1924. And just about every bluegrass band that's ever been has done the song. And I think you'll like their version of it.
My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountain. My home's across get to see you anymore.
Some great bluegrass music there from Tony Ellis and the boys. We'll hear another song from Nothing Fancy, Just an Old Farmer, appropriate for the farming festival that's coming up in a few weeks' time at Mystery Creek.
He's nothing more than just an old farmer. Hard work is all that he has ever known. He's just a simple man, working a piece of land, living by the seeds that he has sown. When the sun comes up, there's coffee in his cup. From the front porch he greets a brand new day. He stretches out his arms, looks out across the farm, and in a soft voice you can hear the old man say, "Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise." He's not in it for the money. He'll say that he's as rich as he can be. Well, this land of ours is filled with milk and honey. Just buy a cow and a couple of hives of bees. He'll proudly say, "I've never longed for nothing. This old farm has given all that I need. Well, it's been a real good home, and I've never felt alone, 'cause my old friend is watching over me. Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise." Thank you.
friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. And for the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise.
Well, good song. Well, that's the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another week. Thanks very much for lasting with me right through to now. We'll take it out with Kenny Baker playing a tune, Bluegrass in the Backwoods. See you next week. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.